Welcome to our visitors and our guests. It's always a privilege. No other place in all the world we'd rather welcome you than at church. So we're happy that we can greet you today. Our ushers stand ready with a little card. It has a greeting from our church to you. We'd like for you to receive one if you're a visitor. Would you mind just lift your hand wherever you are so we may see you? We're always glad to have guests. We hope that you will come back and be with us again. In your bulletins, you will notice across the page from the morning service the opportunities for the evening. And following the activities at 5:45 and 6, we will have at 7:30 tonight a special music program. Rosemont Christian Choir will be here. Our church choir, they met together last week and they've been working on something for several weeks back. And I think that you'll want to be here for this program. It'll be an hour of good music, and you will want to share in this. I hope you'll tell your friends, and I hope that you'll come back and be a part of the service tonight. And then you will notice at the bottom of the page, it is in very small letters, Week of Prayer for Foreign Missions. That's in print so that everybody can, you know, get a hold of it. March the 4th through the 11th. And there will be wonderful programs and an opportunity for you to share in the gift of $2,000, which we hope to raise for this matter of the home mission program. Hope you'll be praying about this, and I hope that you'll plan to share in the meetings. And please remember, on Wednesday night, we have supper meeting here with the hour of prayer, the following. And this will be a blessing. You'll have to sign up for this. And our Sunday school departments will meet. Now we want to begin our service today by singing hymn number 33, one that's familiar to us, one that we know about. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. All right, we'll stand. our Father, we thank thee for this day, for the Holy Spirit coming down to earth to be with us and minister to us, for an hour each week that has been set aside in our church, in the midst of this city, in the busy walk of life, where we have the privilege of gathering and having fellowship together, one with another. Grant us these moments today might challenge us to higher Christian living and to a deeper walk with our Master. In his name we ask it, amen. Now we want to turn in our hymnals to hymn number 52. Hymn number 52. Singing. So we're going to give you the privilege on this third stanza. I want every woman to sing on the third stanza, crown him Lord of Peace. All right, I'm going to be looking. All right, here we go.
Crown him the Lord.
Your friends, your family,
and even your enemies, right?
On this list. And those that you don't particularly like, forgive them if they have wronged you, and ask forgiveness if you have wronged them. And I hope that this week will be a very profitable week as our action in love and our love in action program continues through our Sunday school. As it is nowadays. We wanted this time to turn and read our scripture. And we'll get our hymn books and find responsive reading number 597. 597. And read responsively together. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink.
I was a stranger, and ye took me in.
Naked, and ye clothed me.
I was sick, and ye visited me.
I was in prison, and ye came unto me.
Then shall the righteous answer me and say, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee?
Or thirsty, and gave thee drink?
When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in?
Are naked and clothed thee?
Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee?
And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25:34-40. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. This is a time that we come for prayer and meditation. There are always special needs that we have in our families, in our lives, and among those of our acquaintances. And I would challenge you to just whisper prayer at this time for that special need, whatever it might be. We have a number in our church that are sick, quite ill, in a hospital, and they need to be remembered. Let us bow in prayer. Our Father, we know that God is so high and so mighty and so wonderful and lifted up beyond the parts of the beauty of this country. And as we think of this wonderful land that you've given us with all the red canyon walls, the forest, the steep slopes, the beautiful landscape about us, and even the glory which we have witnessed today on our way to church, as we have seen the beautiful tulip flowers along Chesapeake Avenue. Our Father, we thank thee for all of these things that thou hast given us to bless us in eye, in spirit, and in mind. but most of all for the place of thy house, where we can come, find rest for our souls, and even recreation for us, because it is such a joy to meet together, and to come and find encouragement. And our Father, we pray that somehow today, those of our beloved who are bedfast this hour, some with great decisions to make in the future, we pray that the everlasting arms of God might be underneath. And we pray, our Father, that you would somehow give them thy very present help just now. We would pray that thou would help us to see the great patterns of God as he works in our midst, even in the midst of sickness. We know that he is present. And our Father, we pray somehow that thou would show us a long view of things, that we might see out beyond and understand more of what God has intentions of in the fulfillment of his kingdom. And now we pray that thou shalt help us to find courage today, knowing that not one heart is overlooked, not one boy or girl, even in this service today, is beyond the touch and the help of what God has to offer. And so, Lord, we pray that somehow that you would bow down and listen even to us in the humble way in which we have prayed. Forgive us. Renew us. And give us that which is better even than silver or gold. In Christ's name, amen.
Some of you may remember Lisa Fisher, who was an evangelist and sang many times at the Christian church several years ago, composed this song, "The Christ of Every Crisis."
Then I saw the Savior standing kind and true. There he solved my every problem. He will do the same for you. He's a Christ of every crisis. He's just the same today. He will solve your every problem if you only let him have his way. When I walked through death's dark valley, I was broken with my woe. All my friends seemed to forsake me, and I knew not where to go. Then I heard the Savior calling midst the darkness and the din, and he whispered, I'll be with you. I'll be with you to the end. He's the Christ of every crisis. He is just the same today. He will solve your if you only let him have his way.
That was good. Now let's turn our hymnals to 376. 376. Have faith in God.
Oh, Father, we thank thee for the privilege of bringing our tithes and offerings and our gifts today. Bless the gifts presented in Sunday school and those of this hour to the glory of God, for Jesus' sake. Amen.